Welcome to 905 Mac Daily for January 10th, 2018. I'm your host, Zach Hall. Today we've got an Apple exec calling out fake news, yet another macOS high security flaw, Apple sort of entering the mesh Wi-Fi market, and a preview of what's coming from Philips Hue on the smart lighting front. First up is Jimmy Iovine denying that he's leaving Apple Music. This follows reports from Bloomberg and Billboard last week, claiming the Apple exec planned to leave the company in August. The initial report wasn't really hard to believe. Jimmy Iovine joined Apple back in 2013 when Beats was bought and became Apple Music, and he has a reputation for saying things that you wouldn't expect to hear from Apple. Several days after the reports, Iovine gave an interview to Variety where he denied the claims and said, quote, "We need Donald Trump here to call it fake news." Iovine explained that his contract indeed ends in August, but he doesn't plan on going anywhere. We'll see how this one plays out. For Mac users, yet another security flaw has been discovered in macOS High Sierra. The flaw lets anyone with access to your Mac unlock your App Store system preferences using any password. But it's not as serious as other recent bugs for a few reasons. macOS leaves the section unlocked for admin accounts by default, and most changes require your Apple ID password too. But it does let you change automatic update settings and clearly isn't working as designed. The flaw is present in the current version of macOS High Sierra, but fixed in the beta version that should be released soon. And for fans of Apple's airport routers, there's yet another sign that Apple doesn't plan on releasing new versions anytime soon. Apple started selling a mesh Wi-Fi system from Linksys this week, and the company hasn't updated its own routers since 2013. Apple reportedly disbanded the team that worked on the hardware, and has only issued firmware updates as needed when critical security issues are discovered. I asked Apple about the move to sell third-party tri-band routers, and what it meant for the future of the airport line. An Apple spokesperson tells me, "People love our airport products and we continue to sell them. Connectivity is important in the home and we are giving customers yet another option that is well suited for larger homes." Which to me means we shouldn't expect a new Apple router anytime soon, if ever. Philips Hue has announced loads of new products coming this year. Version 3.0 of the Philips Hue iPhone app will launch in Q2 and include a new design that it claims is easier to use and based on customer feedback. Philips is also launching a new Mac app in Q2 that color matches lights to your Mac display. Hue Sync will also match the tempo and rhythm of your music to create lighting effects. A new line of outdoor lighting will also debut later this year. And finally, with CES wrapping up, I talked to my colleague Michael Stieber, who attended the electronics show, about his experience. So Michael Stieber, you're 905 Mac's creative editor, and you're attending CES this week in Las Vegas. You've been reporting from the floor all week long. What is a high-level overview of kind of things you've seen Apple-related from CES this year?
Well, if I had to summarize it in one word, it would be HomeKit. That is pretty much the dominant theme here. There's a lot of new products that we've covered from Nanoleaf with their Aurora light panels. They've got new square ones, new remote. There's some stuff from Elgato, some different sensors and a button. You know, there's door locks, HomeKit-enabled outlets, cameras. So a lot of things with HomeKit. And then a lot of companies that are kind of retroactively adding HomeKit support to existing products, as well as Google Assistant and Amazon Alexa coming to, you know, existing HomeKit products and vice versa. And aside from HomeKit, not as much focus, but there was still some products related to wireless charging with the new iPhones. But surprisingly, not a lot of what was announced was really from the big names. Belkin had wireless chargers, but really what I saw was a lot of third parties and small, you know, very small companies doing things with wireless charging.
Right. Okay, and this is your first CES. I went for the last 2 years, and this year I was fortunate enough to ask you to go, and I'm very happy for, you know, you attending and everything, and you've done an excellent job covering. So thanks for that. What is kind of your impression of CES compared to what you expected?
Well, you know, I've seen a lot of video in the past of what CES is like, and if you watch, you know, coverage like that, that is pretty much what it is. Although I would say it's more crowded and more chaotic than I could have anticipated. And, you know, Apple never makes a presence at the show officially, but it's still very obvious that pretty much the entire show is driven by what Apple's doing. You know, there's a an entire floor of the Las Vegas Convention Center that is pretty much entirely Apple accessories.
Right. Yeah. I mean, one thing that's cool is used to CES, you know, for several years in a row, it was like iPhone cases, batteries, and that was about it. And stuff like health kit and research kit, and especially this year, home kit, give companies a lot of stuff to work with that works with Apple, you know, Apple's platform. And that's great because Apple can make the platform, but unless there's something to put on top of that, there's, you know, it's not a real feature. So that's made CES very exciting again. And so it's been great to watch your coverage from afar. So thanks for that.
Oh, thank you.
Read those stories and much more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in iTunes, Overcast, or your favorite podcast player to receive new updates every Monday through Friday.